This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 85. The pain wasn't your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness, the podcast where we don't just grow. We take accountability for the life we're building, even when the world gave us nothing but rubble to start with. I'm Nicholas, and this episode is for the version of you who's still trying to figure out where the pain ends and you begin, who wonders if they will always carry what happened to them, who was dealt a heavy hand, but is finally starting to realize they don't have to be their past. Because here's the truth most people don't talk about. You didn't choose your trauma. You didn't choose the chaos you were born into. You didn't choose the abandonment, the instability, the shame you inherited before you even had words for it. But eventually, you do have to choose what you're going to do with it. That's what this episode is about. It's about reckoning with the pain that wasn't your fault without turning your life into a monument for it. It's about how you reclaim agency without shame and how we stop waiting for someone else to hand us a life that we were always worthy of. Because I know how tempting it can be looking back, to replay every injustice, to tell yourself, if they hadn't done this, I wouldn't be like this. If I had different parents, if I had more support, if I didn't have to survive so much. And all while that might be true, here's what else is true. No one is coming to make it right. No one is going to reach back into your childhood or that rock bottom version of you and rewrite the story. No one is going to hand you the healing wrapped in a bow. But you can give yourself what they never gave you. You can rewrite what it means to live from this moment forward. And maybe that's the hardest part of all. Realizing that even though it wasn't your fault, it's still your responsibility to rise. Not because you should have to fix what you didn't break. Not because healing is some linear checklist. But because at some point, holding on to your pain becomes another form of permission to stay small. And you didn't come here to stay small. You came here to remember your power. You came here to rise. Not in spite of what you've lived through, but because of how deeply it shaped you. And I don't just mean a bounce back kind of rising. I'm talking about the kind of rising that says, I didn't choose what happened to me, but I do choose who I become. That's what we're talking about today. This episode is for the cycle breakers, for the ones healing family patterns, rebuilding belief systems, stepping outside generational stories of pain and lack. It's for the ones who are tired of outsourcing their worth, who are done waiting for rescue and who are ready to stop letting old wounds decide what they deserve. Because your circumstances don't define you. They shaped you, yes. They left scars, sure. But they aren't your truth. They're just where you started. And starting from pain doesn't make you broken. It just makes your healing journey deeper. Your comeback story louder. Your self-trust more hard-earned. So let's talk about how to rise with grace. Without guilt, without apology, and without needing the world to give you permission. Because no one's coming to save you. But maybe that's the good news. Maybe the life you want has always been waiting on you. So if you're ready, let's get into it. It's a dangerous lie we start to believe when we've spent too long inside the pain we didn't ask for. It's the lie that our beginnings are a life sentence. That because we came from chaos, we'll always attract it. That because we were raised in dysfunction, we'll never know peace. That because we were neglected, betrayed, abandoned, or misunderstood, we'll always carry those wounds like they're part of our identity. But I want you to sit with this for a moment. What if the story you were born into isn't the story you have to live? What if your pain is a chapter, not the whole book? Because here's what I've learned, not just through healing, but through living. Where you start and where you end do not have to look the same. You don't have to become a product of your environment. You don't have to inherit your family's pain like it's the only thing in the will. You don't have to keep choosing relationships that mirror your upbringing just because it feels familiar. That's the thing no one tells you when you're young and hurting. That the survival patterns you learn to keep yourself safe won't be the same patterns that set you free. And if you ever felt stuck in a loop, repeating the same lessons, attracting the same pain in different packaging, maybe it's not because you're broken. Maybe it's because part of you still thinks that to be loyal to your past, you have to live like it. But you don't owe your pain anything. You don't owe your trauma your loyalty. You don't have to keep replaying the same scripts just to make sense of what you never deserved in the first place. I say this with love and conviction. You can honor where you came from without letting it define you. You can acknowledge the impact of your story without turning it into your identity. I remember a time in my life where everything felt stuck, not just externally, money, relationships, and direction, but also internally. I was operating on autopilot, trapped in cycles I didn't even realize were rooted in grief. Grief for the love I didn't receive. Grief for the protection I didn't get. Grief for the version of me that never got to feel safe in his own skin. And it wasn't until I got honest about that, until I named it, that things started to shift. Because you can't heal from what you're still justifying. And a lot of us are still trying to justify why we're not further along. Why we don't trust people. Why we sabotage the good. Why we stay numb. Or why we shrink. But what if, instead of defending the pain, you decided to confront it? What if instead of wearing your hardship like a badge, you gave yourself permission to outgrow it? Because being proud of your survival is important, but building your entire identity around it can become another prison. You're more than what you survived. You're more than the stories you had to tell yourself to make sense of your pain. And just because you've known darkness doesn't mean you're not worthy of light. I know that sounds poetic, but I'm not speaking in metaphors. I mean it in the most grounded, practical way possible. You are allowed to live a soft life, a peaceful life, a love-filled, laughter-heavy, soul-nourishing life, even if no one else in your family has ever known what it looks like. You're allowed to begin again, as many times as it takes, until your life feels like yours. And that's the pivot right there. That's the shift from victimhood to agency. From this is just the way I am, to this is who I'm choosing to become. I don't mean that as some bypass or motivational fluff. I mean it in the realest way, because no matter what happened to you, you still get to choose what happens through you. You don't have to wait until life hands you better circumstances. You become the better circumstance. You can be the one who interrupts the cycle. You can be the first chapter of a new story that your lineage never got to write. But it starts with a decision to stop blaming the past for who you are and start building the future from a place of self-trust. Not because it's easy. Not because it's fair, but because your soul deserves more than just survival. And I know this might sound overwhelming. Like, how do you even begin to detach from a story that shaped your whole sense of self? That's what we're going to move into next. Because healing might not be your fault, but choosing it, that's where your power begins. One of the biggest misunderstandings people have when they hear phrases like, your healing is your responsibility, is that it feels like blame. Like we're being punished for what someone else did. Like we're being asked to clean up a mess we didn't make. And honestly, that reaction is valid, because when you've been deeply hurt, when you've carried wounds that were never yours to begin with, it can feel cruel to be told it's your job to deal with them. But that's why we need to reframe what responsibility actually means. Responsibility isn't about fault, it's about freedom. It's not about carrying the weight of everything that went wrong, it's about reclaiming the power to decide what happens next. Because here's the thing, blame will keep you tethered to the pain, but ownership will set you free from it. And I want to be clear, this isn't about ignoring what happened to you. This isn't about bypassing the hurt or pretending it didn't matter. It did matter. It shaped you. It left an imprint. But if all we ever do is circle the pain, retell it, revisit it, rehearse it, we never actually release it. Healing asks us to do something harder. It asks us to turn inward, to sit with the echoes of our wounds without letting them become our compass. It asks us to stop waiting for apologies, to stop hoping someone else is going to come fix it, to stop needing closure from people who were never capable of giving it. And that's hard. That's brutal at times. Because the inner child in us still wants someone to come pick us up and say, I see how much this hurt. You didn't deserve it. Let me make it better. And while there may be moments in life where we get that validation, the deepest healing happens when we become the ones giving it to ourselves. When we stop outsourcing our peace, when we stop expecting someone else to do the emotional labor for us, when we realize that even though we didn't choose the pain, we do get to choose how long we carry it. That's what I mean by responsibility. It's not pressure, it's permission. Permission to stop identifying with what broke you. Permission to rewrite the script. Permission to stop auditioning for love that already lives within you. Because the truth is, healing isn't a return to who you were before the pain. It's an evolution into someone wiser, softer, stronger, more rooted. You don't have to heal by pretending it didn't happen. You heal by choosing to stop reliving it, by deciding that your energy is better spent on building than bleeding, by remembering that your future deserves more than your past was willing to give. And I want to say this gently, especially if you're still in the middle of it. Your healing doesn't have to be loud or perfect or linear. You don't need a 10-step plan. You don't need to post your progress. You don't even need to understand how it's all going to unfold. You just need to start showing up for yourself in small, quiet ways. Like speaking to yourself with kindness on the hard days. Like noticing when you're spiraling and choosing not to follow the thought all the way down. Like resting when your body's tired instead of calling yourself lazy. Like setting a boundary even when your voice shakes. These moments matter. They're not small, they're sacred. They're proof that you've chosen to stop abandoning yourself. That you've chosen to stop waiting for someone else to save you, and that you finally decided, even if the pain wasn't your fault, you're still worthy of the kind of life that healing makes possible. And that decision, that's how transformation begins. There's a quietness that comes after you stop expecting someone else to save you. It's almost eerie at first, like walking through a town after a storm. Everything looks familiar, but you know something inside you has shifted. It's not always empowering at first. Sometimes it's heavy, sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it feels like grief. Because for a long time, part of you might have believed that healing would arrive with someone else. A partner, a mentor, a parent, God, the right podcast, the right therapist, the right apology. And when you finally realize that none of those things can do the work for you, it's easy to mistake that realization for abandonment. But it's not abandonment, it's awakening. It's the moment you realize no one is coming to live this life for me. No one is going to climb inside my body and hold my heartbreak. And that's not tragedy. It's power. Because that's where self-trust begins. Not when everything makes sense. Not when the healing is complete. But when you choose to move forward anyway. When you choose to meet yourself in the rubble of your old stories and build something new with whatever you've got left. That's when you stop surviving and you start living. Not just existing in reaction to what happened, but responding to life with intention. Letting yourself have hard days without making them mean you're failing. Letting the mess coexist with the magic. Letting your softness speak even when it's easier to go numb. This is the part of healing that doesn't always get talked about. The part where you have to practice choosing yourself every single day. Even when no one is clapping for you. Even when no one sees the effort. Even when you still hear the echo of old beliefs trying to tell you that you're not enough unless you're needed. That kind of self-responsibility is quiet, but it's sacred. It's what lets you walk into rooms without shrinking. It's what allows you to rest without guilt. It's what anchors you when someone else's chaos tries to pull you back into the version of you that used to betray your peace just to be chosen. It's not about becoming unshakable. It's about becoming rooted. Rooted in the truth that you're not your trauma. You're not your timeline. You're not your family's limitations. You're not the version of yourself that had to survive what you've already made it through. You're something else now. Not because the pain didn't happen, but because you refused to let it be the only thing that shaped you. And that's what makes you powerful. Not your perfection, not your productivity, not your ability to pretend you've never been hurt, but your choice to keep rising with tenderness, to keep meeting yourself with curiosity, to keep rewriting what it means to be whole. Even when the world doesn't notice, even when the story you're writing doesn't fit the one you were given, that's the quiet revolution of healing, and no one can do it for you. But once you realize you don't need anyone else to give you permission, you'll stop waiting for someone to open the door, because you'll realize the key's been in your hand the whole time. Let's pause for a second and talk about lineage, about where you come from, about the voices you grew up hearing and the beliefs you carried, even if they were never spoken loud. Because most of us inherit more than just eye color or last names. We inherit survival strategies. We inherit silence. We inherit scarcity. We inherit shame that was never ours to carry. And if no one stops to question those stories, they get passed down like heirlooms. Not because they're sacred, but because they were never interrupted. And that's where things get tricky. Because when you grow up inside a story long enough, you don't question it. You think it's truth. You think things like, people like me don't get to be successful. Love always hurts eventually. If I want to be safe, I have to stay small. Dreams are a luxury, not a right. It's selfish to want more than what I've been given. But these aren't universal truths. They're wounds. Echoes of generations that never had the space, the tools, or the safety to heal. And they're not yours to keep. You're allowed to look at the life you inherited and say, this doesn't belong to me anymore. This ends with me. That's not disrespect. That's reclaiming. Because breaking cycles doesn't mean rejecting your roots. It means refusing to repeat the parts that kept your ancestors in survival mode. It means giving your future lineage something new to inherit. Not just trauma, but truth. Not just fear, but freedom. And maybe no one before you had the chance to stop and question it all, but you do. You get to be the one who chooses presence over projection, who feels instead of numbs, who listens instead of reacts, who creates instead of repeats. And listen, it's not always going to feel like liberation. Sometimes it feels like loss, like grief for the family you wish you had, for the versions of yourself that never got to exist, for the childhoods your parents didn't get either. But even in that grief, you're planting something new. You're becoming the story your younger self never saw. You're becoming the adult you needed, the cycle breaker, the reminder that just because your pain was passed down to you doesn't mean it's your legacy to carry forward. You can choose something different, even if no one around you understands, even if it means walking alone for a little while, even if it's messy and non-linear and exhausting at times. Because you know what happens when you stop identifying with the pain and start identifying with the power to change? You become the proof. The healing is possible. That where you came from is just a beginning. It's not a sentence. That you can honor your past without becoming it. And that, my friend, is a revolution all on its own. Let's talk about the moment when you stop waiting. Not a big, cinematic, everything changes in an instant moment. I mean the quiet one. The one where something inside you just shifts. Where you realize no one is coming to rescue you. No one is going to hand you a permission slip to change your life. No one is going to fix what someone else broke. And yet, healing is still your claim. It's sobering, isn't it? To recognize that while you didn't choose the wound, you do have to choose the healing. And not just once, but over and over again. Healing isn't a single decision, it's 1,000 micro decisions to respond instead of react, to reflect instead of shut down, to pause when every part of you wants to run. It's learning to hold your own hand through the storm instead of waiting for someone else to reach out first. It's showing up for the version of you that got abandoned and saying, I've got you now. It's letting go of the fantasy that one day someone will apologize just right or love you just perfectly or make up for what you never got. That fantasy might have kept you company, but it also kept you stuck. Because as long as you're waiting for someone else to initiate your freedom, you're not free. And I know that's a hard truth because there's tenderness in hoping someone sees your pain. acknowledges it and says, "I'm sorry you had to carry all that." But what if that someone could be you? What if the apology you've been waiting for has been living in your own voice, just waiting to be spoken? What if healing begins the moment you say, "I shouldn't have to go through that, but I no longer need it to define me. I'm allowed to honor the pain without organizing my life around it. I may not have chosen the story I started with, but I will choose how it ends." That's when you take your power back. That's when you become the one who breaks the chain, the one who interrupts the echo, the one who doesn't just survive the fire, but emerges from it forged in something new. And listen, healing won't always feel strong. Sometimes it feels like crying in the shower, like rewriting a journal entry for the third time, like deleting a number you swore you'd never call again. But every time you choose yourself instead of repeating the pattern, you're healing. Every time you take a small step toward alignment, even if no one claps, even if no one sees, you're rewriting your story in real time. Not because it's easy, but because you finally stopped waiting for it to be. It's strange, isn't it? How something that wasn't your fault can still feel like your burden to carry. How the people who hurt you never have to stay for the aftermath. But you do. You stay. You live with the silence, the confusion, the cracked mirrors, the haunting question, "Was it me?" But here's the truth that saved me. You don't owe anyone the version of you that broke just to make others comfortable. You don't have to keep playing the role of the one who holds it all together, or the one who makes it look like none of it touched you, because it did. But the damage isn't your identity, it's just where the story started. And at some point you realize, even if the pain wasn't your fault, the life you're building now is your responsibility. No one is coming to write the ending for you, but that doesn't mean you're alone. It means you're free. Free to rewrite the rules. Free to stop performing survival and start practicing presence. Free to create safety in your body. Free to love without conditions. Free to forgive, not to forget, but to move forward. Maybe, and maybe, just maybe, you're not here to prove how strong you are. Maybe you're here to remember how worthy you've always been. So let me leave you with something to sit with, something to bring into the quiet. What are the parts of your story that you've been hiding, ashamed to speak aloud, that might actually be the proof of your strength? What shifts when you stop seeing your past something to get over and start honoring it as the foundation you're building from? And when it's hard to believe you're allowed to begin again, repeat this to yourself. I am not defined by what broke me. I am shaped by what I choose to build from it. I am allowed to take up space in a life I love. I release the need to be rescued. I am not a victim of my beginning. I am the author of what comes next. If you're ready to stop identifying with your wounds and start reconnecting with your direction, my free Start With Why Clarity Guide was made for this moment. You can download it right now on the website. Let it be a mirror. Let it be your permission slip. Let it remind you that healing isn't a destination, it's a decision. Until next week, I'm Nicholas and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.